And now this is a dictation for Susan Casavoy, T-A-S-S-A-V as in Victor O-Y, February 1961, addressed as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Walderzak, W-A-L-D-E-R-Z-A-C-K, P-A-C, 5397747. Dear Jennifer, a follow-up for Susan. She has chronic kidney disease, prior history of calcium oxalate stones and bilateral hydronephrosis in relation to total colectomy from Crohn's disease and chronic diarrhea, prior ostomy that has been taken down, end-to-end anastomosis, last visit in January, a diagnosis of breast cancer. She felt a lump on the right side, has received radiation to two areas of bone metastasis, finded by imaging, as she was not having any symptoms. She's doing present treatment with letrozole, L-E-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, and Ibrance, I-B-R-A-N-C-E, under the direction of Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for potential breast surgery, complaining of feeling tired all the time, has lost 20 pounds, appetite is down, small portions, denies vomiting dysphagia, stools the same as before, drinking liquids, no bleeding, no abdominal pain. Urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. The last 2 weeks, and dry cough without sputum production. Minimal esophageal reflux, no major nasal posterior drainage. She blames this to grandkids visiting, one of them with viral process. However, she has no fever, no nasal drainage, no sore throat, again, no sputum production, no smoking, no pleuritic discomfort. There has been some degree of dyspnea on activity. Oxygenation here, however, was 95% on room air. Medication list review for her Crohn's disease remains on Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, as well as Mercapto, M-A-R-C-A-P-T-O-P-U-R-I-N, under the care of Dr. Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z, a number of iron vitamin replacement, breast cancer medications as indicated above, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure 110 over 80. Initially tachycardia, but appears regular. Alert to the intestine 3, normal speech. I don't hear RAL, which is consolidation pleural effusion. No pericardial RAP. Again, appears regular to me. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No edema, and no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry in June, creatinine 1.8. Through the years has progressed, but the last one is stable. Normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Recently, normal albumin and calcium. Liver function test not elevated. GFR 31 stage 3B. She has pancytopenia. Low white blood cell count at 3.1, low platelets 104, mild anemia 13.2 with large red blood cells 100. Good levels of ferritin and iron saturation, 290-30%, normal B12 folic acid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B to 4, clinically stable. Her symptoms are not related to uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She keeps good hydration. No symptoms to suggest recurrence of calcium oxalate stones. Has normal-sized kidneys. Next number, diagnosis of breast cancer. Presently on treatment as indicated above. Next number, significant weight loss, as well as increased cough, dyspnea, feeling tired. You are seeing her today. New blood tests will need to be done to monitor progression. Always be concerned of metastasis, given the diagnosis of cancer. Next number, total colectomy, Crohn's disease, end-to-end anastomosis, chronic diarrhea, on biological treatment. Is my understanding the intention is to keep same medications despite the diagnosis of breast cancer. She will keep me posted. She's going to see you this afternoon. End of dictation.